This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This conversation in the bunker here, we're talking with Dr. Wolfgang Finck, who is an associate professor at the University of Arizona, and also he does work with the California Institute of Technology. He is an engineer by trade, physicist, and concentrates his work on what I'm reading here, human-machine interfaces. Dr. Finck is here to talk to us a little bit about, we've got this movie called Chappie that's coming out here pretty soon from Neil Blomkamp.
Yes.
And we're talking about the idea of machines gaining sentience, becoming self-aware. That is the basic premise of the movie. Dr. Finck did not consult on that film, but he has been talking with people about the concept itself of machinery taking on a life of its own. And certainly Chappie is not the first time that we've seen this in Hollywood. We've had a number of these, and usually, Dr. Finck, it does not go well. If you look at HAL 9000, you look at RoboCop, The Terminator, Bicentennial Man, AI, usually these do not have very happy endings. Is that a Hollywood conceit at this point, or is there something to that where the more machines learn, the more limitations maybe they have?
Yes, so that's a very good question. So the idea is a truly autonomous system would be, you know, a system which might be self-aware and situation-aware. Now, it will have thinking capabilities, but what may be likely the case is that these thinking capabilities are vastly different from how a human thinks. So in other words, we may not as humans be able to understand anymore how the system comes up with its decisions. Because if we were to know this, if we were to be able to predict that, then the system would still be controllable because we would know that it goes according to a certain scheme or according to a certain algorithm. If, however, you can no longer understand how the system comes up with a decision, then at that point you essentially have lost control over the system. So that's where the scary part comes in. What makes it a little bit more problematic is the fact that a truly autonomous system will likely not have morals or ethics, which are two essential foundations for humanity. So, because the reason why humanity, for the most part, can get along with each other is because it's rooted in these two fundamentals. And because all our law systems and so forth are based on these. So, autonomous systems will likely not have these. So, as such, they're not governed, they're not bound in their actions by these values.
So it wouldn't be something as simple as teaching it how to play tic-tac-toe against itself and learning that there's no way to win. You know, like we had in war games where the computers basically become self-aware and learns beyond its programming. Now you're talking about at some point not understanding how the machine would function, would operate in terms of its thinking processes.
Yes,
but
that's correct.
Wouldn't that be dependent on its programming? I mean, at some point, does it learn beyond its programming, or do we have systems in place now that could get to that point?
Yes. So yes to all these questions, and in particular, you pointed out a wonderful aspect of this. So it's basically the differentiation between what is commonly known as artificial intelligence and what I would call truly autonomous systems. So artificial intelligence is where you act according to a certain rule set. So that means you encounter a situation and you act a certain way. You encounter a different situation and you act another way. So from the outside looking in, it looks like as if the system was intelligent. The problem is, if you encounter a situation for which you don't have a rule, the system will not be able to react. So what I'm talking about, and that's being nicely portrayed in the movie Chappie, is the fact that Chappie is being equipped or given the tools to modify itself, to learn, And we have systems which can do that. And what happens then is if you really want to attain a truly autonomous system, you give it the ingredients to modify itself, to build up and to learn and to adapt, and thereby you will not be able to predict anymore what the outcome of such a perpetual process is going to be. So basically you give it the ingredients, but you leave it up to the system to bake the pie, whatever it looks like, as opposed to you having a readily or a baked pie and shove it into the system. That would be the pre-programming part.
Now,
so if you pre-program, then you might be able to predict. If you give it only the tools, you will not be able to predict.
You mentioned morals and a value system. Chappie being a law enforcement machine, it kind of raises the question. There are circumstances where a human law enforcement officer will exercise discretion on whether or not he enforces a particular law, or
yes.
You know, depending on how much the intensity of the crime determines how the officer is going to handle those circumstances. Would there be a point where this autonomous system would develop a moral code? I mean, would you see, I mean, the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law, is it possible for an autonomous system to develop a sense of right and wrong subjective to its circumstances?
You hit the hammer on the nail. So this is the actual crux of the whole part, because what we consider right from wrong may not be what the system considered is to be. So in other words, the system or the autonomous system is not governed by the same values, and it could develop similar values as part of an optimization process, meaning if it wanted to attain a certain higher goal, it may along the lines exhibit certain behaviors which resemble that of a human. And what you pointed out, the discretion part, is basically what we call situation awareness. And that would be another mark of a truly autonomous system, to have that situation awareness in addition to being self-aware. But I give you an example. So let's say if the system was self-aware, it may resort to survival, meaning survival at all costs. If that's the premise of the system, then the system, as long as you don't cross its path, it's going to be harmless. But if you do cross its path, it might be aggressive, because it's governed by the premise of self-survival. Whereas a human could exercise discretion in the sense that somebody may sacrifice themselves for a greater good or to protect somebody else.
So would an autonomous system not be dependent then on, you wouldn't factor in Asimov's laws of robotics then? Would those not, those, even if they're programmed in, would an autonomous system learn past the point where they could ignore those?
Yes, that's exactly the thing, because when you say you program it into the system, then you're not talking about a truly autonomous system, because the autonomous system would be able to adapt and to modify. That means it will throw out stuff which you programmed in to begin with. It may keep it, but it may modify it, or it may throw it out altogether and come up with additional things. If, however, you lock it in to a certain framework which you gave it, then you will not have an autonomous system, but you will have a highly automated system which works within the parameters of what it was allowed to do. But then it will be limited in its actions, but at the same time also far more predictable. So in my case, for example, we work on autonomous space exploration, meaning spacecraft which have autonomous capabilities. So if you go too far with that, then what could happen is that the system will just go off do its own thing, but never see the need to report back to you what it finds. If that's the case, then the system would be utterly useless for our purposes. So in that sense, you may not want to give it the full autonomous aspect of it.
In what circumstances would you actually find it beneficial or preferential to have an autonomous system rather than either an automated or just an AI?
Right. So in service systems for humans, let's say in the medical field, and in the law enforcement field, I would rather opt for sort of an AI type system, because again, if the problem is if it was truly autonomous, you will not be able to predict its actions and reactions. So in other words, it becomes utterly uncontrollable. So even if it starts out with good intentions, if we were to use that human word, it may not stick to that later on. And that's the last thing you want in law enforcement or medical sciences. Now, the military, of course, may think differently, but even there, now you have a weaponized system, which makes it even worse if this thing were to go out of control. So in a way, you probably want some aspect to it where you, where you can still have somewhat of a control over that system, at least the kill switch, turn it off and on.
Right.
As far as space exploration is concerned, those systems are not weaponized. So there you could resort to a fully autonomous system for exploration purposes. Because in going to another planet, you simply don't have the capability anymore to remote control the system because of speed of light limitations. So therefore, you need a system which is very circumspect and can do its own reasoning and do its own exploration in place of a human explorer.
There
you may want to give it full capabilities.
Where do you see us in 5 years, 10 years down the road? Are we going to be dependent more on AI systems or automated?
So it will be both automated, which we have already, and AI systems. So tying it to Chappie, there's three levels of robots. There's the Moose, which is this big robot which is controlled by Hugh Jackman in the movie. So basically it's a remote-controlled robot, if you will. That stuff exists already. What we will see in the next 5 to 10 years is what we have with the police droids, because they sort of resemble AI, if you will, because they know they have to enforce the law, so they have certain protocols they're supposed to follow. But again, then there you may have this issue if, let's say, there's a shootout and all of a sudden a child or another person, innocent, appears at the scene, then a human police officer or law enforcement officer would change the course of action potentially. But the question is whether the AI system can do that.
Right.
And again, if it doesn't have a rule for that, if the situation has not been anticipated, that's where it becomes dangerous, because it will not be able to react to it. It may follow through with its original plan.
Talking with Dr. Wolfgang Fink, who is a associate professor at the University of Arizona, also does work at the California Institute of Technology, and I know he's got another interview to get to. But Dr. Fink, thank you very much. It looks like something that we could probably talk at length about here for quite a while. So
absolutely.
Maybe we'll have another conversation with you at some point and get a little bit further into it, because it's a fascinating topic. And it does go back to my gag. I've made the joke a while that at some point Google is going to read our Facebook posts and decide that's when they're going to release the robots. But it sounds for what you're saying, it's more of a possibility than I wanted it to be. All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to talk to you again.
All right, Dr. Fink, thanks very much for having a conversation with us today, and that's going to do it here on this Chat from the Bunker here on Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com. Copyright 2015 by Flaming Dog Media, LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this program may be retransmitted without the express written consent of Flaming Dog Media. This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.